Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
57 to today, from Kwame Nkrumah's time, no government has performed better than the Nadus.
We're here from the Convention People's Party, which is tonight demanding an apology, retraction, and his resignation as energy minister.
Gives more credence to the perception that there is an agenda against the government.
My name is Evans Mensah. This is Top Story. It has been barely 24 hours since he was outdoored as running mate to MPP flag bearer Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia. But already, Energy Minister Dr. Matthew Pokuprempeh is on the defensive after sparking controversy. He had claimed at his unveiling rally last night that not even Ghana's founding president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, had achieved more than current president, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. He claimed President Akufo-Addo's achievements are unmatched in Ghana's post-independent era.
President Akufo-Addo called retirement. Not even the Mr. Kessler, who was there. A freestyle in Ghana from 1957. Ebe Kande, you're not president, be our boy Ghana chair, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Me say a freestyle in 1957. Ebe Kande, mo famo Kwame Nkrumah, no, mo famo.
Nobody comes close to President Akufo-Addo in terms of achievements, not even your Kwame Nkrumah.
Well, those comments have triggered a storm, attracting sharp criticism from a section of the public. Tonight, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's party, the CPP, they've issued a statement, and a strongly worded one indeed, demanding not only an apology and a retraction from Dr. Pokuprempeh, but also his resignation as energy minister. More on that shortly. Tonight, though, Dr. Pokuprempeh has himself been defending his comments on a tour of the Western region and responding to his critics. My colleague, Ojo Briggs, has been following this developing story and joins me in the studio with more on this. So, does Matthew Pokuprempeh agree that he was wrong?
Well, he doesn't come across as, accepting that he was wrong. He says he was misunderstood, that he only sort of tried to say that, you know, that if you compare the two regimes, Nana has done better. But, Evans, before we get there, it was just yesterday that he was introduced to the people. He says that once he was introduced to the Ashanti people, he wanted to visit his, what he says, grandfather in Wasamenfi. You know, the Wasamenfi area, the traditional, the paramount chief there is Tetrete Okwuamosechim II. So that's where he was. He was the one he was addressing, that Nana, I'm your grandson, and since I was introduced, I had to come and pay homage. Now, he said a lot of things at this gathering. In fact, he went ahead to say that, well, I think that chiefs like yourself should be part of the governance structure. And that's why Baumia has said that when we come, we'll give you more power. For example, you have minerals. Why are you not part of those who are taking the decisions with regards to the minerals? And so it's something that we want you to come on board. But then he says, I am your grandson. You didn't teach me to lie. But people misunderstood me or misunderstand me when I speak. For example, this one, I was misunderstood. I sort of say that if you compare the two, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, whose government you've helped to achieve a lot, has done better comparing the two.
Politicians, you among yourself, no, I'm feeling nine, feeling nine. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, Moktanechi, Ama, you bet me I be our year of Ghana. Empo, the Kokaya, the Yajima Nursi Bonnie. Mr. Fisi, Ghana, 1957, by from Kwame Nkrumah, Ebekane. A pen pianu away a juma chain and other than Kokufad. Naja, what's the swap? I say, I'm on yourself, I hear you, no, Nana. Oh, can you cry as well, you saw dear? Which one draw near Busama? Mobanemi, Unanami, one fan throw, and they in a shame.
Our politics is done in every 4 years, and you have supported Nana Addo to do whatever he has been able to do as president. Unfortunately, when I said it, I have been misunderstood. Since 1957 till today, from Kwame Nkrumah's time, no government has performed better than Nana Addo's. But it looks as though in our body politics today, when you speak the truth, they say you are arrogant, but we hail you when you tell lies. I'm your son, I'm your grandson. You didn't instill in me fear and lies.
Well, today we've also heard from the running mate's spokesperson, Fifi Boafo, who acknowledged the criticism and says his boss did not intend to denigrate Ghana's founding president.
Well, we've had some section of the public who feel that what Dr. Prempeh said is not what they were expecting, because they do not probably understand the point he was trying to make in regards to President Kwame Nkrumah. But this is to clarify that Dr. Prempeh did not intended or in any way sought to denigrate former President Kwame Nkrumah for what he has done for the country. He was only making the point that if you just suppose the impact in terms of development you see under President Akufo-Addo and what we witnessed under former President Nkrumah, he is of the consideracy that President Akufo-Addo has done better. That is objective to you. There are those who do not share that position. There are those who also support that position. But that is only his opinion. And in a democracy, other persons may have a different opinion to the position he has shared.
And the description of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah in that speech, Mo Kwame Nkrumah, no, amongst others, at least these are some of the concerns that people are raising. Reflecting on the comments that he made yesterday, his position remains unchanged? His opinion remains unchanged?
Well, he said he did not intend in any way denigrate him, but you also realize that it was on a campaign platform, the kind of reaction that was going on. So, yes, what exactly he wanted to say was that if you consider how much value we put on the effort our former president did to improve our country, he's still up there. So if there's any consideration in terms of the best, then it should be a consideration between the Akufo-Addo government performance and that of Nkrumah, except that it did not come out really well.
Well, as I acknowledged earlier, the CPP, they have a statement out tonight. I've just been joined on the telephone line by Wing Commander Patrick Nelson. He's the chairperson of the Independent Committee of the CPP. Also joining me right now is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP, Haruna Mohammed. And Dr. Kwame Asante is a political science lecturer, the senior political science lecturer at the University of Ghana Political Science Department, also joins me right now on the line. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time here on Top Story. Patrick, let me start with you. You want him to apologize with track, but we also want his resignation from all government and political positions he currently holds. Why? Hello, Patrick. Okay, we'll get Patrick's attention there pretty shortly. He joins me on the line. They've issued a statement. They also want the flag bearer to remove him as his running mate tonight as part of the statement that they've issued. But they've gone back into time listing the achievements of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah to make the point which you're making tonight. We've also heard from the National Democratic Congress. They've also been raising their own issues with the pronouncement that have been made yesterday by Matopoku Pempe. I want to bring in Patrick, who joins us right now. But I have with me Haruna Muhammad, who is the Deputy General Secretary of the party, and he's on with me. But Patrick is on. Hello, Patrick. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Why do you want him to retract, apologize, but also his resignation from all government and political positions?
Well, it's quite evident to have dragged the name of President Kwame Nkrumah for all what he did for this country into a mud. And any Ghanaian above the age of 25, 30 going, things that he did are evident. They are not fables we are talking about. And dragged him to that seat, we thought was repugnant.
But he was making a subject and make a comment. This is really opinion, is it not? This is opinion, is it not? He assesses. Well,
nobody's saying he couldn't, but you are talking to the public. You were talking to the public. It was not a conference being held in a room. But you were talking, and you heard you played over and over by all your sister stations the way and manner. You don't speak that way.
So you felt that Kwame Nkrumah has been denigrated by Dr. Matopoku?
But I'm saying all what Kwame Nkrumah has done, they are there to see. They are not, excuse me, I won't say in the sky. They are there. You can enumerate them and compare them to other presidents who have come.
So you disagree that he's done far more, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah has done far more than Nana Addo Dankwa-Akufo-Addo. What's the basis of that, though? What's your own evidence to back that point?
What he said is not the opinion of the MPP party as a party. It's what he said that we're worried about.
How do you know it's not the opinion of the party?
Well, the statement was not issued by the MPP.
Well, he said it on the party's platform. This is the unveiling of the running man, and he's a running mate.
Doesn't represent the MPP as a party.
So if it's the party, so what is your concern here? That it was his personal opinion presented as that of the MPP?
Napoleon who said it. Something, an official thing from the MPP office.
Substantively, do you agree that the current president Akufo-Addo has done far more in terms of developing this country than the founding president?
Are you from another country? Let's enumerate what things they've done, and let's compare to what the CPP under Kwame Nkrumah has done to Ghana. And I'm saying everything that Nkrumah has done is evident. You can see, even the college you went to become a dentist, was done by Kwame Nkrumah. What about the harbour? So many motorways, of course, some more down the rest. Are they in the skies? They're evident. And many of the people who formed the MPP left the CPP from the MPP. So we are not saying that Akufo-Addo himself was secretary of CPP when he was in Lagos. But we are not talking about party and party. We are talking about a statement made by a presidential candidate. And we're saying that it was not good enough.
And you say he must resign from all government and political positions.
Well, that's what we said.
Well,
we can't hold him up and take him to the river for him to go and drink.
You admit that then, that this demand you've made is not one that you will get. Demand you've made is not one that you will get.
But that who's going to take him, hold him by the horse like a river to go and drink? We said that if he withdraw it, or resign, he says he won't do it. It's up on his own conscience.
Haruna,
and he makes the public.
Stay with me, Patrick. Haruna Muhammad.
I'm with you.
Haruna Muhammad is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Haruna, is the position expressed by Dr. Matopoku Pempe yesterday a position that the party also ascribes to?
Thank you very much, Evans. I say good evening to your church listeners. Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh is a citizen of Ghana. There is a clause in the 1992 Constitution of freedom of speech and opinion, and his selection as running mate has not ceased for him to enjoy the privilege under the 1992 Constitution as a citizen to express his own opinion. And once he has his opinion, it is left with us to interrogate his opinion vis-a-vis the counter opinion of other citizens. For me, like I said, the call for his resignation and what have you is not matured at this particular point in time to have said so.
Does the party endorse that position?
Yes, I'm saying that. For this is an opinion he has expressed as an individual.
Does the party endorse that opinion?
I am saying the position that he on the premise on which he made that statement, is it valid or not? You interrogate the validity of the point he made.
Is it valid, Haruna Muhammad?
First, he said that the performance of Akufo-Addo will forever be remembered in the history of this country. True or false? True. Why? He mentioned about the health infrastructure development that we have in this country. Everybody will attest to the fact that President Kwame Nkrumah did his bit to provide health to the health institution to the people of Ghana. Many other districts do not have district hospitals. It took Akufo-Addo to invest in health infrastructure.
Yeah, Haruna Muhammad, that's not an issue. That's not an issue in controversy. It's not about whether you remember Akufo-Addo or not. His point was categorical that in the history of this country since independence, no president has done more for this country in terms of developments than President Akufo-Addo. That's the issue.
It's
a fact. Okay, so your point is that, again, Akufo-Addo has done far more for this country than President Kufuor.
You did not mention President Kufuor. President Kufuor laid the foundation for him to succeed.
No, your point is very clear. You say that, just a second. You say that in the history of this country, post-independence, Akufo-Addo has done far more for this country than any other president in history, including Dr. Nkrumah. Just a second. And you say, yes, indeed, that's a fact.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
That definitely includes the 8 years of John Kufuor.
He said in the health sector, he has outperformed any other president. He said in the education sector, he was able to cancel the BCE registration fees. It's a fact. He said the implementation of the free senior high school is a fact. If you go into the road infrastructure, President Akufo-Addo has constructed more roads than any other president in this country.
So Akufo-Addo,
if you pick the areas that he has outperformed many the former presidents in this country, you will agree with him.
So, Akufo-Addo has done better. He's a better president in terms of the development you've mentioned in the areas that you mentioned than John Kufo.
Why are you mentioning John Kufo?
He is also a president in a history.
Yeah, so then you don't situate it to John Kufo. John Kufo laid the foundation for this MPP government.
You cannot.
He laid the foundation for this MPP government.
Mohammed,
if John Kufo did a road infrastructure work and Akufo-Addo came and did more than what John Kufo did, it means that President Kufo was very successful to have laid the foundation for Akufo-Addo to be more successful.
And Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not lay the foundation for Kufo to
continue.
Point
is that it's not about just laying the foundation, but it's about how you put on the pillars to ensure that successive government, even from your own cohort, within your own system, will be able to build
and
upon
Dr.
that.
Kuma,
so
and Dr. Kwame Nkrumah
today.
And Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did
very
not.
Well today,
and Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not. Mr. Haruna Mohammed, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not lay the pillars and the foundations.
Yeah.
And Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did not lay the pillars and the foundations for this.
Remember, this is something that we have to even interrogate. You know how Dr. Kwame Nkrumah came into Ghana. You know how it happened. And we have always said it that we found him, we brought him, and it is on record, it is there. Do you get it? So if Dr. Kwame Nkrumah has contributed his bit, he represented a political party, the CPP, a very revered party, and we know about it. Members of the CPP have been brothers and sisters of the MPP, the Liberal Party. We know about it. He has done his bit. If in terms of performance, in terms of political season, we are talking about performance vis-a-vis president to president, we are saying that Akufo-Addo has done better. And that is a fact. It is
and
only has
done, and
who doesn't believe a record.
Well,
because he said
Mr. Mohammed,
in mediocracy.
Yeah, Haruna, so he's done better than all presidents in history. But when
in
it comes
terms
to
the area that we have
yes,
mentioned,
in terms of the area, even when we take that argument, that would include John Kufo.
We have made the point. Even if he has outperformed John Kufo laid the foundation and he came to build on it.
Everybody,
when you have your child, you would want your child to outperform you. That is how it is.
Okay. And you make the point about foundation. But John Mahama did not lay foundation. President Mills did not lay foundation. Rawlings did not lay foundation. Dr. Nkrumah also did not lay foundation. Only Kufo laid a foundation.
You know, we are different political parties with different ideologies. Let me tell you how the foundation has been laid. Kufo came and implemented the FQ program that laid the foundation for a free senior high school policy at the secondary school level. Basic schools were not paying fees under Kufo. It took Akufo-Addo to come and build on the foundation to ensure that the senior high school people doesn't pay fees. It's going to take Dr. Bawumia to come and build on the foundation to ensure that universities are free for people. That is how the foundation is laid.
The CPP is asking for an apology and a retraction. Will they get it?
It is their right to ask for that. It is enshrined in the freedom of speech in the 1992 Constitution. But I believe that this call is not ripe enough at this particular moment. But they express their constitutional rights.
Patrick Nelson, that is the MPP's Deputy General Secretary. This is the party position that you're hearing. He says you're not getting an attraction.
I find it very strange that maybe he doesn't know the history of Ghana. What was MPP when Kwame Nkrumah came? What were they? Most of their leaders, including the current presidential candidate, his father was a minister in Kwame Nkrumah's government. Wasn't he? So when he talks about we brought Kwame Nkrumah from where? Well, most of the leaders, Joe Appiah, Victor Wusu, and they all came from CPP to form the NLM, which became Progress Party and became MPP. So he must go and learn his own history. Actually, in that time, he must learn where was MPP. MPP is quite a recent part. We're talking about Ghana from independence. How did we get to get independence? And what happened? You're talking about Akufo-Addo having been hospital. Look at the three major hospitals, Kolebu, Kumasi, Okomfanote. And who built them? Was it Akufo-Addo? Or Kwame Nkrumah didn't lay any road. He didn't leave any party. for them to come in, oh Jesus, let's be honest with ourselves. So don't let me go off track. But anybody by the age of past age of 30 who doesn't know what Kwame Nkrumah did for Ghana, I'm afraid it's a different case altogether. I'm sorry, sir.
Also with me is Dr. Kwame Asante. He's a political scientist and a senior lecturer at the University of Ghana. Joins us too. Doc, what do you make of this controversy that has erupted barely 24 hours after NAPO was outdoored? Hello, Patrick. Please stay with me. Just hold on for a second. I want to hear from Dr. Kwame Asante. Doc.
Hello, Evans.
Yes, Dr. Asante, can you hear me?
All that transpired yesterday. A beautiful ceremony. But NAPO's statement was very reckless from my point of view, because this was a program that was supposed to usher him into the program, outdoor him. Where from that unnecessary comment? Look at what the two statements, the advice, pieces of advice the king gave to him. He threw all away and then came out, went to town with this, your Kwame Nkrumah thing. That was very insulting. He needs to learn the ropes well, and then give credit to those who have performed well and show respect to people who have led this country and all that. Then we can also accord him, say, it was very offensive, very distasteful, and it's not the right type of statement we expect, a running mate to make.
I mean,
he
must
reflect on that, and he should know that he was wrong.
Well, he's reflected.
Then come to look at it.
He's reflected, though. Dr. Sasanti, he has reflected. Today, he's been speaking in the Western region. He has actually defended what he said. He says he was simply telling the truth, and that we
the truth about the Kwame Nkrumah.
No,
look at the way
the truth about
he made that statement. We all understand, G.
Well,
so
truth,
we know
when
that
says
push
the truth,
was totally wrong. Well, I'm talking about even the push up. Then we'll come to even the facts.
Yes, he was talking about the facts. He says, as far as facts are concerned, he believes, as far as when you compare achievements.
I don't know the history that he has chance upon that he want to. But if we want to talk about Nkrumah and you don't get your facts right, you always commit such blunders. I mean, when we talk about development, it's not that simple concept that you see that somebody has done, built something here and all that. We are talking about political, economic, and social development of the people. And if you look at across board and you put all together, then you can conclude, can he say that in the political field, in the social field, in the economic field, and other fields, when you put all together, Nana Akufo-Addo's performance goes beyond Kwame Nkrumah. I challenge him on that. He should come on the facts for each of the areas I've talked about and discuss. Even the president that you want to even, say things to favor him, he himself will tell you behind the scenes that, look, what you are saying is not correct. Nkrumah work stands tall, and they are there for the world to see. But I'm surprised that his party men are also saying that the gentleman you interviewed was saying that he built a foundation. I mean, all that Nkrumah did, do you describe it as something which does not contribute to the foundation of this country? You need energy to power every industry in this country. And he thought about it and said, let's have Akosombo Dam. The history about Akosombo Dam and Nkrumah's contribution. You think without Akosombo Dam, would have lived up to today that others have been added to it? The free education of the people of the North. All right. And you think it's for fun? You talk about the three schools that he built across this country. I mean, the kind of things, I can't, enumerate them. But the books are there. The literature, he should just take his time and read the Nisosting, Edubuahing, and the rest. They will tell you, all right? So if you can't praise Nkrumah, there's no point that you want to denigrate him. That is no. I believe NAPO went wrong. If you think that your records, your present records go beyond Kwame Nkrumah, bring them. But I don't want him, that's my advice, he can take it or leave it, that you are coming into this game at that highest level. There are a lot of expectations people want from you, but do not muddy the waters and then be factually incorrect about the issue. When they confront you, it will hurt your image, it will hurt your fortunes and all that. Remember, you are soliciting votes from various political parties, including the CPP, that you are attacking their leader and all that. I don't think strategically it bodes well for him. he must be sober, reflect on these things, and next time he must know how to communicate.
I mean, Haruna Muhammad, definitely in politics, and the point that Dr. Sasante is making there is about numbers. If you cannot add anything to it, don't take stuff away. As it is now, this controversy has erupted. If you check what is happening on Twitter, it's been trending, and the comments have not all been good for the party's image. And at the time when you are seeking votes, is the party concerned about this, or you believe he was simply doing politics at an event which was really designed to be a rally?
Evans, you know we are in a political season, and it is right for anybody to do comparison. And that is why I said that it is only John Mahama who doesn't believe in comparison of records. When somebody says that this person has done better than this person and cites examples, it is left with you to critique it. And Evans, when I mentioned about the foundation, I wasn't talking about Nkrumah did not have any foundation for any sector. You were specific on President Kufuor. So I made reference to the foundation that Kufuor has made for the success of Akufo-Addo. And that is very clear. This is what I want my senior brothers on the other side to understand, that the foundation was mentioned in critical to the point of you mentioning President Kufuor. And when you ask for the example, I gave you the example of the FQ program, that transition to Akufo-Addo to be able to implement the free senior high school policy. And that is what we speak about foundation. For me, what NAPO would say, people will definitely have issues, because remember, before his election, a lot of issues have been mentioned. People have tackled him with so many things and all that. But if you are having a political discussion, such as a political high season as we are now, you will definitely make some comparisons. I believe if maybe in a manner that it was set towards Kwame Nkrumah, maybe people found that it is distasteful or whatever. But if you whine yourself, you have been in this particular cycle for a long time. It is said even in parliament, on political platforms. Parliament people will point and say, you're Akufo-Addo. People have been mentioning it. People have been saying it in political circles. But people will always disagree with certain posters in terms of how these things are done. It is left with, politicians to take you from such pronouncements and make sure. But I believe that the comparison was very clear, because he was very specific on certain matters. And I think that nobody will be able to challenge on those particular specific matters that were mentioned.
Thank you very much. And that there is Haruna Muhammad, is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Patrick Nelson is the Chairperson of the Independent Committee of the CPP. And Dr. Kwame Sasante, political scientist, senior lecturer at the University of Ghana. I want to hear from you on the 055-111-1997. News Night starts now.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.